the podcast. Hello, Jeff.
Good girl.
And music.
You want music?
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday the 24th of May. The time is, I don't know, because my system crashed a few minutes ago, 20 past 8, and you are listening to the Bugcast episode 12. Thank you very much to my lovely daughter Amy for introducing the show this morning. Amy is around. We're down in the living room this morning. I had started to record the show when she was still asleep, but then she decided to wake up. We've also got Mamma Mirabelle's home movies playing in the telly in the background, so you'll probably be hearing some of that as we go along. Just a quick reminder, if you want to submit any introductions for future episodes, I have one for next week, so I need introductions for episode 14 onwards. Right. You have to bear with me, because my printer packed in this morning as well, so I haven't got any printed out notes, so I'm having to switch between the sound console and Firefox to try and work out what on earth I'm actually doing this morning. Okay, a few updates on various things in the life of Lee. Update on the kids. Amy is well. The chicken pox she had, most of the spots have gone now, but unfortunately her mood seems to have deteriorated as her condition has improved. She's being very, very, what's the word? Not non-conformist. Contrary, that's the word. She's been very contrary at the moment. Ignoring what you say, deciding not to listen to what you say, and just generally being... Naughty is a bit of a strong word, but she's deliberately not doing what you ask her to do and doing what you ask her not to do. But she's a 2.5-year-old child, so I suppose that's to be expected. With Kara, she's now coming out of the chicken pox herself, but she's developed quite a nasty fever, high temperature. She's upstairs in bed at the moment with Caroline. She had a very, very unsettled night. Tossing and turning, screaming, crying, not knowing what she wants, just being generally uncomfortable, which is a real shame because I thought we were things were going to be improving and she's going to be coming out of this spate of illness that she's got, but unfortunately, it looks as though we've got a little bit more to go. elsewhere in the news. Thursday saw the 9-year anniversary of Caroline and I getting together, and we're going to be celebrating in style this afternoon. We're going to drop the kids off at the in-laws, and then we're going to go out for a nice meal at a pub that we both like. When we first met, for those of you that don't know, Caroline and I met over the internet. We were introduced by a mutual friend. It goes a bit more complex than that, but I'm not going to go into details. And we hadn't spoken that much up to that point. And we started talking, and then both of us had problems in our lives in various different severities. And we just started talking and kind of like consoling each other. It was really a case of being in the right place at the right time. And one weekend, I agreed that I'd come up and pick her up from work. Now, that might sound relatively easy, but she was living 180 miles away from me at the time. I knew where she was working, I knew what time she finished, so we agreed that I'd come up and try and get there for the time that she finished. I got there a bit early, and went into the shop that she was working in. And she saw me, I saw her, and she greeted me with a sticking out of the tongue, which was really pleasant, but very memorable. And then we can continue the date by, hello. You going to come and say hello? Come here. Right, say hello, everybody.
Hello, body.
Hello, body. Hello, everybody. No, don't do that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Go on, you go and watch telly. You stink, you need a bum change. I'm sure everybody needed to know that. We continued the day by, we went to Valleys Entertainment in Sheffield, and we saw a film. I can't remember what it was, but Caroline will. Had a couple of games of bowling, and then went for a meal. Yeah, I'll get you a drink in a minute, darling. Went for a meal at Frankie and Benny's, and it probably wasn't in that order. But again, Caroline will be able to remind me, because she forgets nothing. And the idea was, like we've done in previous years, is to replicate the first date. What have you got? Let me have a look. Your drink cup's worth £20. Wow. To try and replicate the date. But as we've had kids, it's not always been as easy. So we've decided that, you know, we'll drop the kids off at the in-laws, and we'll just go for a nice quiet meal at a pub that we've really grown to like. So yeah, that should be good. It should be really, really nice. I mean, 9 years is a hell of a long time if you look back on it. 1999 is when we got together, sorry. I'm not going to give you £20. Wish I had £20. Yeah, you look back on it, and sort of pretty much to a third of Caroline's life we've been together. It's quite remarkable. What else is happening? Yes, in 2 days' time, our younger daughter, the lovely Cara, will be 1 year old. And it is a real shame that she's going to be very under the weather on the day of her birthday. We're not having any big party or anything, because it just wouldn't work with the remnants of the illnesses that she's got. It's just going to be a low-key event. We're just going to invite some friends over and just spend a small amount of time together. But yeah, I can't believe she's a year old. I can't believe Amy's 2.5. It's quite amazing. And in fact, a couple of letters that we've had through the post, I think I said last week, we got to see a mortgage advisor. What? Yes, I don't know if you can hear what she's saying. She's quite away, quite quiet in my ears, so I don't know if you can hear her. That we've come up to 2 years in this house, and it really doesn't seem that long. July the 1st, 2006, I believe we moved in. Well, Caroline moved in. I moved in August. I was still living down in Berkshire at the time, because my work situation hadn't moved. But it's really scary if you look back over time, and you try and quantify how long it's been since things have happened. I mean, things like, I remember, what's her face, Margaret Thatcher coming into power in 1979, and that was like 29 years ago. My goodness, I remember that clearly. 29 years, doesn't even bear worth thinking about. Anywho, we're going to go on to a song now. This is a UK soul singer-songwriter called Ola Onabule, and this track is called Soul Town. Thank you.
old town's past, and all those beautiful people you used to know, well, they ain't so fast. You riding high in the fun of skies, just being like what you pull, with one dream in your heart, some faith in that dream. You thought that you'd be changing the world. You say small town's the prettiest place in you, and someday we'll build it all again. Where we've had enough of this emptiness, thought too much of the loneliness, we'll start afresh, raise it up and grow.
Okay. Oh no, my show notes have disappeared because my Firefox crashed. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the wonderful Eurovision Song Contest, which is on this evening. and this is where we pause. Gooding's gone, funny. Show notes. Yes, the Eurovision Song Contest, which we always do phenomenally well in. Had a nosy at the Labrix website to have a look at the odds of our act, and the odds of Andy Abraham winning the hang on, yes, darling. Yeah, she just said I'm really nosy. the odds of Andy Abraham winning the Eurovision Song Contest is like 80-1. And there's only, I think, three countries that are actually got longer odds than we have, which doesn't really give much in the way of confidence that we're going to get any points at all. But that's just keeping in with how we've done previous years anyway, so it's not really going to make much difference as far as I can see. The favourite to win is the Russian entry Dima Bilan, which has odds at the moment of 11-4 favourite. If you look at the history of our success, then no, we're not going to do that great. So yeah, this is the 53rd contest, which will be shown on BBC One this evening from 8 o'clock. So that'll be a good one. We always look forward to the Eurovision Song Contest, and depending on who we're actually watching the show with, is how much we actually enjoy. If we watch it between the two of us, we really get involved, and we get a piece of paper and write down the country and what we thought of the song. And by the end of it, we've already decided who we want to win. And we're usually completely wrong. You know, take our winning our winning list and then turn it on its end, and they're normally people that lose. But if we've if we're like going to like Caroline's parents, for example, and we'll watch it with them, then all you'll hear from the other side of the room is, oh, that's crap, oh, that's horrible, oh, don't like that, oh, they can't sing. So I'm not hopefully we'll get back from our pub this afternoon to come back and watch that. So yeah, that should be quite interesting. Right. Oh, what am I doing? Somebody remind me to get my printer fixed for next week. Okay. And we'll have some of this.
Welcome to a technology podcast with a difference.
I've come to interview some sheep. You may think that's a mad thing to do, but that's the sort of thing I do. Come here, sheep.
Pods and blogs on BBC Radio 5 Live.
Hello.
It's about people and the things they do with technology and the places technology takes them.
I'm in my sea-facing but very minute matchbox apartment in Bombay. In my case, the walk itself is a secret code, which my phone understands.
It's about this thing called citizen journalism, but we haven't really figured out what it is yet.
We've been giving you guys time to slowly catch up. We're at about web 25.6.
It's a podcast, and it's on the BBC. bbc.co.uk/blogs/podsandblogs. And yes, we are very, very sorry about the name.
Running quite short on promotions. I've only got 6 in my promos directory. When you think that I listen to upwards of 15 podcasts, and only 6 of them do promos, well, I can't talk because I haven't got one either. But I'm working on that anyway. So yeah, that was the BBC Radio Pods and Blogs show, which is very interesting because you do get a lot of. Basically, what it is that it's people reporting the news on blogs, podcasts, and it's really interesting to see the take that people have on current news items. Okay, we are going to go for some feedback. I've had 2 items of feedback this week. The first one is an email from our regular correspondent Leonie. Hey ho, me yet again. Despite suffering dry rot this week, I've decided that I will bring you a glass of water myself, as you've had the wheezy cough problem again. So I'll set right now on foot from the eastern counties at 5 to 10 on Saturday night, and I should be with you about a week next Wednesday, although I can't promise that the glass of water will survive the journey. You, sir, are definitely a Virgo, quoting highway code regulations and the Windows Linux stuff, typical Virgo behaviour. But at least you always know where your phone is, unlike me. On the Leonie FAQ, the top question is, have you seen my phone? Number 2 is obviously, I have no clean back socks. And number 3 is, I suppose it's my turn to make the tea again. And a final word on Journey South, there we differ. Personally, I like my music to start with 1, 2, 3, 4 and crash into furious bar chords a la the Ramones, but that's just me. Your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk. That cough, as you can tell, right on cue, still hasn't left me. Where were we yesterday? We drove back from somewhere yesterday, and we saw a sign on the side of a bus that said, if you've had your cough more than 3 weeks, go and see a doctor now. And all they're going to do is tell you that it's viral, there's nothing to do about it, and send you away. So there's not really much point in that. Somebody suggested that it might be allergy-related, which is entirely possible, because it happened pretty much as the rapeseed fields started blooming. So that's entirely possible. Thank you for that, Leonie, as always. And we also have a voice message from Lance.
Hey, Dave, it's Lance from the Dumb Down Life. Just listening to the cast number 10, and you were talking about tasers and how people would probably start using them just for the fun of it. But there's also the other fact that as it's a non-lethal weapon, people are more likely to use it for muggings and such like. If they've got a gun, yeah, it's a threat. But the chances are they're not actually going to shoot you. With a taser, they know it's not lethal, and quite possibly quite likely to use it just to disable you while they mug you, which gets rid of any sort of chance of you fighting back. Just my two pennies, mate. Good show. Keep up the good work, and congratulations for getting up to double figures.
Thanks for that, Lance. Yeah, that is a scary thought, isn't it? Something I did try and put that across in what I was saying last week, but I don't think it did come across at all. But yes, it is scary how the introduction of tasers into the UK could potentially make roadside muggings so easy. But I'm going to shut up there, because all I'm doing there is putting ideas into people's heads. So yeah, there you go. okie dokie. Back to my notes. Yeah, just a quick reminder that on Monday the 26th, I will be launching my new show. It's going to be a music show only, and it'll just be song, me introducing the next one and saying, give a bit of information about the artists and what they're up to, and then it's just that all the way through it. So if you're interested in that, the website address will be musiccast, musicast.thelovebug.org. The site, you can get to the site now, but all you'll see is a mirror of the Bugcast website, so there's not a lot there to look at the moment. But hopefully by the end of tomorrow or early Monday, that site will be up and running, and both websites, the Musiccast and the Bugcast ones, are being redesigned from scratch. So hopefully it'll look okay. So there we are. We're on to our last song now, and this is, I keep wanting to say Keanu. This is Kevin Reeves and Throw Me a Line. Yeah, Cara's just started screaming, bless her cotton. She's really, really under the weather at the moment. So I won't prolong this anymore, because also Amy's getting a bit unsettled, and she keeps going, I want to press a button. Yeah. Okay, if you want to get in touch with the show, then you can email bugcast@thelovebug.org. You can visit the website. Yeah, I know. You can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org. And if you want to leave a voice message, the phone number is 020-80-99-1550. So all that remains is... Yeah, I know. All that remains is for me to say thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next week, and also on Monday if you desire to join me. Amy wants to say goodbye, everybody. And press that button there. There we go. Bye-bye.